Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in South Texas, where the Biden administration wants to pick up where former President Trump left off in a bid to tamp down the massive flow of migrants into the U.S. Reporter Chris Fox has details from Austin.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announcing the waiving of 26 federal laws in South Texas to speed up the building of an additional 20 miles of the border wall in Starr County, Texas, just west of McAllen. Mayorkas referred to the sector as an area of high illegal entry. This marks a dramatic flip for President Biden, who said in 2021 that building a massive wall that spans the entire southern border is not a serious policy solution.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Mexico to discuss the migrant crisis. CBS's Adrian Bard from Mexico City.
The talks will focus on fentanyl and immigration. Record numbers of migrants are arriving at the U.S. border, but also wreaking havoc in Mexico. Senior U.S. administration officials said they want Mexico to target more clandestine fentanyl labs.
Two Republicans are jumping into the race to replace ousted House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Majority Leader Steve Scalise and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan. President Biden is weighing in on the move by a breakaway GOP faction to remove McCarthy.
We cannot and should not again be faced with 11th hour decision on brinksmanship that threatens to shut down the government.
All business in the House is at a standstill with next month's funding deadline looming. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente employees are headed to picket lines for a second day, including this woman in Los Angeles.
Inflation has gone up so much and cost of living has gone up so much, and we haven't got a cost of living raise in a very long time. I have two masters and I'm making $30 an hour.
Kaiser claims the company offers better pay than competitors. The strike is expected to last a total of 3 days in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington state. Police in Philadelphia say three officers were shot when they responded to a call about an argument between a father, his 12-year-old son, and the boy's uncle over a video game. Interim Police Commissioner John Stanford.
When officers arrive, he begins to immediately fire upon our officers, striking two officers and one sergeant.
All three are in stable condition. The gunman was killed. A piece of theatrical history surfaced overseas.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
Construction workers at a theater in King's Lynn, England, are believed to have uncovered the sole surviving piece of stage William Shakespeare, the main player in the 1500s, acted on. S&P futures, down 15. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays, that means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, October 5th, 2023, and that music usually means the start of Up North News with our friend Pat Kreitlow. I am not Pat Kreitlow. I am Todd Alba, along with our engineer producer this morning, the great Sam Davison. Happy to have you along, Sam. Wearing a beautiful Polaroid t-shirt. It's a great time for a Polaroid, fall colors.
Yeah, I agree. But that's not the reason I'm wearing it. I kind of woke up very late this morning and grabbed the first shirt that I saw, and this happened to be it.
Boom, that was it.
Yes, that's well, the only reason.
You actually beat me here. So you're doing great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I didn't bring you any coffee.
Oh, I made some here at the office.
So you're ready to go. For those who don't know it, that have not been listening, Pat Kreitlow is on a well-deserved vacation this week. Chad Holmes has been filling in the last 3 days. I was here on Friday of last week, and I'm here this morning with you as well as tomorrow. And then Pat Kreitlow and all the regular features of Up North News will return next Monday right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to be with you. Glad to have Sam along as well. Take a look at Wisconsin current temperatures with the weather and traffic for you to start things off this morning. Up north in near Lake Wissota, where Pat is usually from, broadcasting from, 54 degrees and partly cloudy skies today. A little bit further south down in Eau Claire, looks like 50 degrees this morning and partly cloudy skies. Head on over to Wausau this morning. Right now, current conditions, we check that to make sure we have it right for you. Looks like, yes, around 46 degrees this morning and clear skies over in Green Bay. 54 degrees and clear. Heading on down over to La Crosse this morning is 52 degrees and mostly clear skies. Richland Center, WRCE this morning. Lone Rock is the closest we could get, 45 degrees and clear. So getting a little nippy down there in Richland Center, Lone Rock area. Here in the capital city of Madison this morning, 55 degrees and mostly clear skies. Over in Waukesha, Milwaukee area this morning, 54 degrees in Waukesha and clear skies. A little bit warmer as you get towards the lake. Looks like around 61 over in Milwaukee this morning. So, and in the Fox Valley right now, 55 degrees over at Oshkosh at Oshkosh Air Support. So, temperatures hovering in mostly the upper 40s to low 50s this morning, clear skies. Going to have a transition throughout today and into tomorrow. Those 80-degree temperatures probably gone for the season. I know a lot of people are like, thank goodness, I'm ready for fall temperatures. Well, we will get them. As tomorrow, temperatures will only get into the high 50s, mid to high 50s, depending upon where you are in the state of Wisconsin for tomorrow. So, Saturday, much the same temperature highs, only in the low 50s. So fall is certainly on its way. Some frost advisories out for the end of the weekend and early next week as well. We'll tell you a little bit more about that later on this morning in the program. As far as driving conditions around the state of Wisconsin this morning, looks like things are pretty okay. A couple of smaller incidents this morning here closer to the Madison area. Between Wisconsin Dells and Madison this morning on I-39-9094 south, 6.1 miles beyond the ramp for I-39 south, the right shoulder is blocked due to a disabled vehicle, so be aware of that. Here in Madison at I-94 East at Gaston Road, the left shoulder is blocked due to a disabled vehicle here. And we can get closer over towards Milwaukee on I-94 East, just beyond the ramp for Wisconsin 16. The right shoulder is blocked due to a disabled vehicle. So no bad roads. So it's a little bit too early for that. No snow or ice or anything like that. Just a couple of disabled vehicles here in the southern and southeast part of the state. So looks like most of the roads are in good driving condition as you get your kids off to school this morning, get yourself ready for work or whatever you're going to do across the great state of Wisconsin today. Did you watch the Milwaukee Brewers last night at all, Sam? Did you have one early on?
I did not, no.
Yeah, I do not get right now Bally Sports, so I listened to them, guess what, on the radio. And the best part about the whole thing was hearing Bob Uecker one more time before the end of the season, as it turns out, because the Brewers lost last night. They are eliminated now from the postseason by a score of 5-2. The Arizona Diamondbacks swept them last night in a three-game series. Brewers had home field advantage. Best out of three. Two out of three would send them on to the divisional round. But boy, the Brewers just could not get it done. Pitching problems. Freddie Peralta started out strong. Brewers got off to a two-run lead, but Peralta just blew it. And again, the Brewers' bats could not get going late in that game. So tough way to end a really great year. I mean, Brewers finished over 90 wins. Fantastic regular season for the Brew Crew, but could not get it done in the postseason. So now the Arizona Diamondbacks continue on to take on the Los Angeles Dodgers in the divisional round. A lot of unknowns for the Brewers coming up in the offseason, including manager Craig Counsell, who his contract is up. There's a lot of talk that he may just take an entire season off. He has kids who are, I believe, in high school and college yet, and he has said that he wants to spend time watching them play in sports and just being a dad, which, I mean, who can blame him, right? He's given a lot of years to baseball, first as a player, part of that time as a Milwaukee Brewer himself, and then came back, of course, as a manager. So we'll see if Craig Counsell takes a year off. Of course, David Stearns, former GM of the Brewers, is now at the Mets. I'd find it hard to believe that he'd go to Chicago or to New York, but hey, I guess if the money is right. A few of the players, their contracts are up as well, so the Brewers could look different going into next year. But hey, let's take a moment to celebrate the season that was. Any time we could get 90 wins, we won the Central Division, beat the Cubs, beat the Cardinals. That's something. Always a good time to have by all. We're going to come back, take a look at what's happening in politics in the state of Wisconsin, around the country. More headlines for you. Don't go anywhere. This is Civic Media This Morning with Todd and Sam on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Bach.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio
station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Sporting along with Sam Davison, I'm Todd Allball, filling in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News. Don't worry, all your regular and favorite features of Up North News Radio, including Mr. Kreitlow himself, will be back tan, rested, and ready to go on Monday. All kinds of stories, I'm sure, to tell us, and some great interviews coming up next week as well. Right now, weather forecast across the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be a fairly nice day for much of the state. Some rain moving in here and there. We'll get a complete weather forecast detail a little bit later on. Temperatures much more mild this morning than they have been in Lake Wissota area. Right now, it is 54 degrees and cloudy down in Eau Claire. Current temperature of 52 in Eau Claire. Over near Amory right now, 54 degrees and mostly cloudy all the way up north in, let's see here. We've got towards Ashland, Wisconsin, 48 degrees this morning. So in the 40s this morning, mostly clear. Wausau this morning, 45 degrees and clear right now. Green Bay, 54 and clear. Over in La Crosse, 52 degrees and clear. Richland Center, 46 degrees and clear. And here in Madison, the capital city, 55 degrees and clear. In the Fox Valley right now, in Oshkosh Air Support, 52. And over at Waukesha right now, 54 degrees. Looks like all the roads in Wisconsin are in good driving condition. No major accidents to report to you this morning as you get ready for work and for school. The Brewers lost last night by a score of 5-2. They are eliminated from postseason play and will now look towards the offseason to rebuild a little bit, especially figure out what to do. Are they going to re-sign or be able to sign? I'm sure they want to sign Craig Counsell, but will they be able to? Craig Counsell may take a season off or he may sign with another team. We shall see. But now our attention turns into sports, to the Wisconsin Badgers, both in football and in basketball. Going to talk a little bit later on about the basketball team. Brand new season for them, and a lot of people are saying, including former coach Bo Ryan, who attended practice yesterday, that the Badgers are going to be good, like really good. So, I mean, I don't want to get our hopes up too much, but I agree. I am cautiously optimistic that this is going to be one of those seasons for Wisconsin basketball. Looking forward to that. But first, football, and here's the deal. You're going to want to make sure that you tune into football this weekend on the Civic Media app or one of our Civic Media stations. Because here's the deal, Sam. Have you heard about this? The Big Ten has peacocked up our sports schedule. And what I mean by that is that this Saturday, the only way you can watch Badger football on television is if you have Peacock, the streaming service for NBC Universal Comcast.
Interesting.
Yes. And then they released, the Big Ten released this week, the schedule in terms of television, the days, times, and TV stations for Wisconsin men's Badger basketball. Let me see if I can pull this up here real quick. There's been so much happening here in terms of news the last few days. All kinds of news stuff on my... Here it is. These games will be only on Peacock. If you want to watch them on television, only on the Peacock streaming service. November 10th, Tennessee. December 5th, Michigan State. February 13th, Ohio State. February 20th, Maryland. And February 27th, Indiana. Big games, almost all of them. Like Michigan State, one of the biggest games of the year. You cannot watch it. unless you got the Peacock. I'm not happy about this. Yeah, what do you think?
I mean, I'm not like a super, super crazy dedicated Badger fan, but I'm not happy about that either. Like when I was a student, I would try and watch the game on TV whenever I wasn't actually going to the game. And I don't know, that year, like all the stations in Madison must not have gotten a contract or something because they were never on Madison local stations. So
that's crazy.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. Did you go to a lot of games when you were a student here?
Not a ton, no.
Yeah. Once in a while.
Yeah.
Just for fun. Well, here's the good news for all of our listeners and for you as well. If you want to keep track of the Wisconsin Badger football team this weekend and also Wisconsin men's basketball over the season, fear not. Because we have an even better way for you to keep track than goofy Peacock television. You can listen to it for free over the Civic Media app or on the air. If you live in Richland Center, WRCE in Southwest Wisconsin, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. We'll be carrying the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball game. And of course, we're doing football right now over the Badger Radio Network. Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher on the call this Saturday. Kickoff 11 a.m. at Camp Randall. It is homecoming. I am going to the game. My first Badger game of the year, thanks to my friend Rob Wheat, who gave me a ticket or two, taking my lovely sister along. She's coming down from Eau Claire. And so we're going to the game this Saturday, 11 a.m. You can listen to it on those stations in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory. And you say, but Todd, I'm not in Racine, Kenosha, Richland Center, Wisconsin Rapids, or Amory. Have no fear. All you got to do is get on your hot little phone, whether it's Apple or Android, we don't discriminate, and download the Civic Media app. Simply go to the App Store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic, like civics class, Civic Media. It'll pop up. There's a little CM logo. You download it, takes less than a minute, and it is free. Doesn't cost you a darn thing. That's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. So download the Civic Media app today. You can hear all of our great programming, and you can hear Wisconsin Badger football on Saturday at 11 o'clock and Wisconsin Badger men's basketball for free. That's F-R-E-E, gratis, no dinero, won't cost you a dime. How about that? It's a deal. So that's what's going on as far as sports. Looking forward to the game and Luke Fickell's team on Saturday. Hopefully can get a win over Rutgers because, you know, the Big Ten West, by the way, is not a tough division. So, I mean, Badgers are a pretty good bet right now to make it to Indiana for the Big Ten Championship. And my oldest godson, Alex, lives in Indiana, in Indianapolis. And so I'm thinking if the Badgers make it to the Big Ten Championship this year, I'm going because I got a place I can crash on a couch for nothing. And I'm going to get a cheapo ticket because, as some of you may or may not know, next year, the Big Ten is going to a non-divisional conference, going back to the way it used to be. And it's the top two season, or the top two teams that finish in the top two for the regular season that get to play for the Big Ten championship. And don't forget, next year, the teams will include UCLA, USC, Oregon, and Washington for the Pac-12 conference, all joining the Big Ten. So in order to get to the Big Ten championship moving forward after this year, you've got to finish one or two in a conference that includes Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington. So I'm not saying we can't do it, but I'm just saying maybe a safe bet is to go this year if you want to go to Indianapolis and watch a Big Ten championship game in person. So there's a hot little tip for you on a Thursday morning. It is 23 minutes now past the hour of 6 o'clock. You're listening to Civic Media Mornings with myself, Todd Alba, and Sam Davidson. Pat Kreitlow and Up North News will return next Wednesday after Pat has a well-deserved vacation. I believe Chad covered this a little bit earlier in the week, but I want to go back to it for those that might not have heard. This courtesy of the Associated Press, a Democratic legislator from central Wisconsin announced this week that she is running for U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden's seat next year. State Representative Katrina Shankland of Stevens Point joined a crowded field of Democratic colleagues and challengers in Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Former La Crosse County Board Chair Tara Johnson, a small business owner, Rebecca Cook, and Harvard Law School student Aaron Nitis have all announced that they plan to run. Now, this guy, Derek Van Orten, a former Navy SEAL, and I want to make clear at the outset, I have the utmost respect for anybody who served in the military, who put on the uniform, especially Navy SEALs. That said, I also worked for 5 years doing military affairs to a former United States congressman here in Madison. And I will tell you that just because you served does not mean that, you know, you're necessarily a great person and absolves you from everything you've done wrong. This guy, Derek Van Orten, narrowly defeated Democratic State Senator Brad Paff to flip the seat to the Republicans in 2022 after longtime Democratic incumbent Ron Kind chose not to seek re-election. Paff has decided not to challenge Van Orten in 2024. Instead, he will run for re-election to his state Senate seat. Van Orten was admonished in July by fellow Republicans and Democrats who called on him to apologize after he yelled vulgarities at high school-aged U.S. Senate pages who were lying on the floor of the Capitol Rotunda taking pictures. Now, this is that I read that as what the AP story says, the Associated Press, and I understand that, you know, the Associated Press is a great organization. They're an organization of record. They have to kind of be non-biased on this. But let me give you the real background on this guy. They say that he yelled at vulgarities. Here's the deal. Derek Van Orten has verbally abused teenagers on more than one occasion. Last year, he went into a library in Prairie du Chien in southwest Wisconsin, where a teenager, she was just, you know, working the front desk of a library. And Van Orten finds a display for Gay Pride Month and a few books kind of put on a table to kind of celebrate gay pride for LGBTQ kids and people, anybody. Well, that he set him off. He didn't like that a bit. So he goes over to a teenager working the library and verbally assaults her to the point where she later said that she was afraid for her physical safety. She thought the guy was going to turn it into a physical altercation. Then fast forward to this year, and these were Senate pages, high school kids on their last day working there, and they were in full dress, ties, skirts, whatever. And like most people do, they laid down on the floor for a moment to get a good look up into the dome of the Capitol Rotunda as a picture to remember what was going on. Van Orten, who'd been drinking in the Capitol, he admits that, came out and verbally abused these kids, dropped F-bombs, dropped the S-word, and he doesn't deny it. But he blames all the kids. They were being disrespectful. He claimed that there were Civil War soldiers buried underneath the Capitol, which is not true. The Capitol during the Civil War was used as a hospital. There are no Civil War soldiers buried under the Capitol. And then they try to make it all about, well, you know, everybody drinks in the Capitol. Yeah, a lot of people do. That's not the issue. The issue was that he was apparently compromised due to his drinking and then went and verbally assaulted teenagers once again. This guy was also at the insurrection on January 6th of 2021 because he posted it on his own Facebook and bragged about it before he was elected to Congress. This guy is bad news, as our friend Matt Flynn would say. Come back and take your calls. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you on Derek Van Orten or whatever else is on your mind. Don't go anywhere. This is Civic Media This Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You like to go like right up to the break, don't
Sorry,
you?
Sorry,
no, you're good. Yeah. You're good.
I forgot it was.
I gotta watch the clock a little bit better.
It's all good. Let's see.
Someone called in saying the WMDX signal is still down, so I'm going to try and check it out a little bit more.
All right, thank you.
Everything looks like it's running correctly in terms of schedule, at least. So I don't know. Might be a transmitter thing or something. I don't know. We're on in like 10-ish seconds.
Todd Alba, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Sam Davidson. Glad to have you along on a Thursday, October 5th, 2023. Up North News with Pat Kreitlow on Up North News Radio will return on Monday. Pat taking some well-deserved time off with his family, do a little traveling. So happy to fill in for him here on a Thursday morning. Taking a look at weather around the state of Wisconsin right now in Eau Claire, up to 52 degrees now and clear skies. Going over towards the Amory area this morning, 52 and partly cloudy. Way up north near Ashland, 48 degrees and clear. Wausau right now at around 48 degrees. I'm sorry, 52 in Wausau, 48 at Mosinee. Over to Green Bay this morning, looks like 54 degrees and clear. Richland Center this morning, 46. Try that again, Todd. Take two. A La Crosse this morning, 52 and clear skies. Over at Oshkosh, the Fox Valley, 52 and clear. Waukesha this morning, 54 and clear. Here in the capital city of Madison, 54 and clear. Milwaukee, a little bit warmer towards the lake and 59 degrees and clear. Some rain moving into parts of the state. A little bit, weather forecast for you just a little bit later on this morning. And then we'll also have lower temperatures. Temperatures falling into only the 50s for tomorrow, upper 50s, and then for Saturday, low 50s across the state of Wisconsin. Could have some frost in areas of the state over the weekend and into early next week as more seasonable temperatures, more fall-like temperatures return. We are into October, by the way. So it's like, oh my gosh, I'm not ready for fall. Well, I mean, we're in October. Leaves are changing across the state of Wisconsin. A lot of places further up north, beautiful right now. It was in Eau Claire last week. Driving down kind of through southwest Wisconsin and into Madison. Beautiful right now in many parts of the state. Fall leaves are changing, so be aware of that. Checking the roads across the state of Wisconsin this morning. get up that map in just a second here. Last check, all of our roads were in good driving condition this morning. See, this is the problem, Sam. We have too many windows open. Can't find the things that you really want here. So stand by. We'll check the...
A chronically high number of tabs in your browser.
Yes, that is a good way to put it. A chronically high number of tabs in the browser. Looks like everything is running smoothly. A couple of roads or cars off to the side of the road. One here around Madison. One in the Milwaukee area. But no major accidents in any of the roadways this morning thus far. So it looks like the roads are in good driving condition. And should be able to get normal times, by and large, to work and to school this morning. Again, if you want to weigh in on this race for the 3rd Congressional District, this week it was announced that Katrina Shanklin, Democrat of Stevens Point, has joined the race. We'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the app, on the Civic Media app. Simply download it to your Android or Apple device. And you can text us and we'll put it up. We'll read it here, either Sam or I, once you text that in. But join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to give you a little bit more detail on Katrina Shanklin because I think she's a great candidate. I'm not endorsing anyone at this time in particular, but I think she's a great candidate. Here reading from another source, this is the Wisconsin Public Radio this week. Katrina Shanklin said she would run in the 3rd Congressional District herself, a battle-tested, calling herself, quote, battle-tested, and boasting of her record of bipartisan accomplishment in the state legislature. Shanklin criticized the district's GOP representative, Derek Van Orden's anti-abortion position and his demeanor, saying he has failed to make progress for Wisconsin in Congress. Shanklin joins that growing field of Democrat challengers to Van Orden. And this is the only thing that I think where Democrats could possibly trip up a little bit. Now we've got two really, I would call, top-tier candidates in Rebecca Cook and now Shanklin. And then you have the other two that are, I'm sure, fine people, but I would say not as prominent in the race. And I just hope that these candidates focus on two things. I hope they focus on talking about Derek Van Orden's record and what he did or has done or not done during his 2 years in office. And I hope that they focus on what they would do as congresspeople if elected. I hope they don't go at each other because that's never productive and it's never good. And Van Orden and his team are slick enough to pick up on that. And they will use that against the eventual Democratic nominee if they go after each other. So I hope that Shanklin and Cook, the others, I hope they focus on Van Orden. Because believe me, there's a lot there to talk about. Just with Derek Van Orden. And people are going to say, Todd, I don't know what you're talking about. He comes across as such a nice guy. He's a Navy SEAL, was in the Navy, a veteran. And it is easy to understand that viewpoint. Because when he comes back to Wisconsin, he puts on his blue jeans and he rides his bike around, his Harley, whatever motorcycle he has. He literally takes pictures in Quick Trip with a golden retriever with a flag behind him. And he comes across as just this nice, Sam's looking at me like, I'm not making it up. You can go on Twitter and look. That's what he does. Oh, I'm just a grandfather who goes to Quick Trip with my dog. That's how he passes himself off. And so he goes around and talks to people. Well, he's a nice guy. He's a con artist is what he is. Because if you look at who Derek Van Orden is, he is an unstable, and I would argue dangerous person. Why do I say that? Not based on opinion, but based on fact. Look at his own actions. This is a guy who got caught by the TSA carrying a loaded firearm through an airport, trying to get on a plane down in Iowa. Don't hear about it too much because it happened in Iowa. This is a guy who verbally abused teenagers on more than one occasion. This is a guy, by his own admission, was at the insurrection of January 6th. This is a guy who defends Donald Trump. This is a guy who supports abortion bans and not allowing women. And this is the thing. Most reasonable Wisconsinites would say, well, no, I don't want abortion on demand. But most reasonable Wisconsinites would also say, if it was my daughter or my granddaughter, God forbid, who got raped, I would want abortion to be legal and accessible and have that be the choice of my granddaughter or my daughter, her doctor, her clergy, and her partner if she has one. That's what we're talking about. And Derek Van Orden is opposed to that. Just think about it. Think about a guy who supports Donald Trump. But the irony here is Van Orden is a veteran, a Navy SEAL. But ask yourself, why don't we ever see any of the fellow Navy SEALs with Derek Van Orden? You look at a guy like John McCain. Always had a lot of his former Navy buddies with him. Would come show up at when he ran for president, when he ran for Senate in Arizona. They'd be on the stage with him. Talk about what a great guy John McCain was. You don't see that with Derek Van Orden. You don't see any of his former Navy colleagues, any of his former Navy SEALs saying in campaign ads, I served with Derek Van Orden. And this is the kind of person that he was and is. You don't see that. I wonder why. Because the military and Navy does not take kindly to people who disrespect the uniform. But ask yourself why you don't ever see other Navy SEALs endorsing or with Derek Van Orden. He's slick. I'll give you that. He is super slick. He plays the role of grandfather and American and nice guy really, really well. And that's why people like Teresa or Katrina Shanklin and Rebecca Cook and the others have their work cut out for them. As a almost 30-year Republican, former, I left the party in 2011. I ran myself twice for a state assembly in the 3rd Congressional District, or parts of it. Spent a lot of time in Vernon County, Crawford County, Richland County. Helped run Dale Schultz's 2004 congressional campaign against Ron Kind in the 3rd Congressional District. And let me tell you, if you're not familiar, if you're from like the Fox Valley, Green Bay, or Madison, although apparently we're having problems with our Madison signal over the air. We're aware of this. Well, Sam and I have done everything we could do. It's up to the engineers now. But you can stream us on the app if you're in Madison. But if you're in Waukesha or other places that are not in the 3rd District, let me tell you, it is huge, all right? It goes in the south from the Illinois-Iowa border, that quarter of the state, up through close to Wisconsin Dells. Then it kind of cuts over a little bit towards La Crosse, and then it snakes out and picks up Stevens Point, just south of Wausau, and then comes back over into Eau Claire, and then back just north of Eau Claire and over towards the Mississippi River. The entire length of the state, up and down the Mississippi River, it is not easy to run in for a couple of reasons. Physically, if you want to get to an event in Platteville, way down just, or Dickeyville even, Cuba City, which is like 15 miles from Dubuque. And then you have another event, let's say, you know, in Hudson, right next to the Mississippi River and almost in the Twin Cities. It ain't easy to get there. And in fact, sometimes you have to go over to Iowa or Minnesota for a better route and then cut back across the Mississippi River to get back into your district. So it is tough physically to run in that district. Number two, media, which costs a lot of money to advertise, because to buy the television markets for the 3rd district, you have to buy Dubuque, which goes into southwest Wisconsin. You have to buy Madison, which covers kind of the lower part of the district. You have to buy La Crosse, which is in the middle. You have to buy Wausau, which covers Stevens Point and that area. You have to buy Eau Claire, which covers Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley, and you have to buy the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, because that covers kind of Hudson and that part over there. So six media markets you have to buy television in if you want to cover your entire district, not to mention radio, of course, which, of course, I would say is the most effective way to advertise. And you got newspapers and digital, so it takes a lot of money to campaign well in the 3rd Congressional District. You can't just say, well, I'm a hard worker and I'm going to go out there. And that's important. Knock on doors, be there. It's a tough district. So I hope everybody listening to Eau Claire, La Crosse, Richland Center, Wausau area down to Stevens Point, Amory. Hope folks are ready. Because Derek Van Orden is the most dangerous congressperson we have right now in the state of Wisconsin, because he's slick and he doesn't let himself be shown very easily. Oh, he'll show himself to teenagers. And think about that. What kind of a man is that, right? What kind of a man, what kind of a Navy SEAL? You know, the only people he can really go off on, he has the chutzpah, it is against teenage girls. It's just a sad person, quite frankly, Derek Van Orden. So congratulations to Katrina Shanklin. She joins Rebecca Cook and others running in the 3rd congressional seat. And I wish them all the best. We'll try to get them on our show in the afternoon between 1 and 3. And I know Pat Kreitlow is planning on having Katrina Shanklin. He's already had Rebecca Cook on this program, or at least on this time slot before. And I know Pat's going to be trying to get Katrina Shanklin on this program next week to talk more with her. So get involved, help save democracy in the 3rd congressional district here in the state of Wisconsin. We'll check out some national news headlines and other news of the day as well. Another check of weather and road conditions on this beautiful morning. It is Thursday, October 5th, 2023. Sam Davidson on the board. I'm Todd Alball, in for a vacationing Pat Kreitlow and Up North News. This is Civic Media Morning on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm today with daytime highs approaching 73. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tonight. Lows dip down to about 45. Clear skies. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Civic Media This Morning. I'm Todd Alba, along with our producer engineer, Sam Davison, in for a vacationing Mr. Pat Kreitlow at Up North News. Up North News will return next week after Pat gets tan, rested, and ready. Has all kinds of new and exciting things to bring to you next week after he returns from his vacation. Glad to be along with you this morning. Also be here tomorrow morning on a beautiful Friday. Looks like a fall Friday in store as we check out current temperatures around the state once again. Right now, 52 still in Eau Claire this morning. Over towards Wausau this morning, 52 as well and clear. 54 degrees and clear skies over in Green Bay. La Crosse this morning, 52, mostly clear. Down in Richland Center, 45 degrees and clear skies. Here in the capital city, 54 and clear. Waukesha, 54 and clear. Warmer towards the lake, 59 degrees and clear near Milwaukee this morning. Taking a look at driving conditions this morning. Now I have the old map up of Wisconsin roadways. Everything is in good driving condition. A couple of small incidents where disabled cars are off on the side of the road. One kind of between the Dells and Madison there on I-90, 3994, and also near I-94 east of Gaston Road here near Madison, and then over in the Milwaukee area. Checking once again, I-94 west at Wisconsin 175 north. Left lane is blocked due to a disabled vehicle. Last updated about 20 minutes ago. So they're clearing those incidents. But the good news is no major accidents being reported, at least anywhere in the state of Wisconsin. So do drive carefully this morning. Checking the national news headlines as well. Of course, still following the groundbreaking news from earlier this week that Republicans could not get their poop in a group, as my teacher used to say, my band teacher, can't get it done. Kevin McCarthy voted the first speaker in the history of the United States of America to ever lose the speakership, to be voted out, to have the chair vacated. On our program yesterday in the afternoon, 1 until 3, had my former boss, Congressman Scott Klug, Republican, who actually represented where we're at right now here in Madison. Can you imagine today a Republican representing Madison? This is the 90s. Now, Scott Klug was a pro-choice Republican. Yes, at one time those existed. Also, he was one of the few Republicans to vote in favor of Bill Clinton's assault weapons ban in 1994. Imagine that. A Republican being pro-choice and pro-gun control. I don't know that any exist like that anymore. They have been eradicated from the Republican Party. But in the 90s, that's what Scott Klug was. Now, he was a fiscal conservative, big on cutting government waste, wanting to get after the debt and deficit, wanting a balanced budget. But on social issues, he was pretty moderate. Supportive of women. You do not find Republicans like that. But here's the point. There used to be a time when a reasonable Republican could connect with people even on the Isthmus of Madison. Now, he never won the Isthmus. He did okay, but he didn't win it. But he'd win the suburbs of Madison, Sun Prairie, DeForest, Middleton, by 65%. And there were some more rural counties in South Central and Southwest Wisconsin in that district at the time as well. But that's how much things have changed the Republican Party. You cannot have, I shouldn't say you cannot have, but it is very rare, almost not seen, to have a Republican like that today. And well, anyway, Scott said yesterday on our show in the afternoon, said, crazy has just taken over. You've got a handful of crazy whack jobs following Matt Gaetz who are mucking everything up. And even people like Glenn Grossman here in Wisconsin said you can't do this without having a plan B. Now, if you're right of Glenn Grossman, Congressman Glenn Grossman in Wisconsin, who's pretty right. I mean that's something else. And this is the point. I think even Republicans are embarrassed that their party cannot govern. Can't govern. I mean, say what you want about Democrats. Say what you want about Nancy Pelosi on policy issues if you disagree. But by golly, they could govern. They could actually make the trains run on time. And here's the scary part, folks. We are now, what, 42 days away from another government shutdown just before the holidays in November. And there is no Speaker of the House, nobody to negotiate. The Senate is moving forward. They found bipartisan agreement. If it were up to the Senate and President Biden, this thing would be done. But the Republicans in the House cannot govern. And it goes back to another reason why you need to get rid of Derek Van Orten. He's part of the problem. While all this was happening, by the way, you know what Derek Van Orten was focused on? You can look it up on Twitter for yourself. He recorded a video and put it up on his Twitter page of he and Marjorie Taylor Greene getting a good laugh off, making fun of the goofball Democrat who pulled the fire alarm over the weekend in the Capitol. And I've spoken out on this and said, look, the guy's goofy and he should be censored. I don't think we should expel him, but he should be censored and called out. He did the wrong thing. But Derek Van Orten apparently is buddy-buddy with Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of the wackiest whack jobs in the Republican caucus. So Derek Van Orten goes out and records a video of he and Marjorie Taylor Greene pretending to pull the fire alarms in the Capitol. That's what he was focused on, instead of about the business of governing. He also made a video where he blatantly lied and said that Democrats were holding up the vote. In the final vote for the, here's the facts, look it up. The final vote on the continuing resolution that kept government running, that kept federal employees paid, there were 91 no votes. 90 of the no votes were Republican. One was Democratic, and that was because it was someone in the Ukrainian caucus who really wanted to make a statement about not having any further Ukrainian aid in this continuing resolution. So don't tell me, Derek Van Orten, that it's Democrats holding this up. It was Republicans and continues to be so. That's what led to Kevin McCarthy. There's no trust in this Republican caucus anymore. They cannot govern. And that's why there's just not a party that can govern. That's why you have to vote Democratic. And I don't mean to be a blatantly partisan guy. I was Republican for a lot of years. I left in 2011. I'm not a member of any party right now. But the simple matter is there is only one major party left in America that can govern, and that is the Democratic Party. Going to be back with hour number two, take a look at this day in history. Maybe we'll dial up some more music for you as well. Take a look at the weather across the state, a complete check of your weather from Weatherology, all that number two. You are listening to Up North News Radio. Well, kind of, sort of, actually, at Civic Media this morning. Sam and Todd in for Pat Kreitlow at Up North News Radio. Pat is back next week. We'll be back next hour after the news break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and three TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.